My name is Bradley Levenberg. I'm one of the rabbis at Temple Sinai in Sandy Springs.
My name is Max Leventhal. I'm the general manager at the Alliance Theater.
The Alliance Theater's production of The Whipping Man has a very provocative story. Max, would you give us a synopsis of the play?
A captain in the Confederate Army returns wounded to his family home and finds an older slave there. It's on April 14th, 1865. It is Passover, and it is the eve of Abraham Lincoln's assassination. Life has changed for both the slave and his master, and the play is an exploration of how those changes took place that night.
And the fact that the character of the captain is Jewish and a slave owner adds another layer of complexity to this already intricate story. Rabbi Levenberg, more often than not, Jews and blacks have been on the same side, given a shared history of oppression and tragedy. But in this story, the Jew is not really much different from any other white slave owner. As a Jew, I felt very uncomfortable watching this unfold. Would you talk about the role of Jewish slave owners?
It's one that has historically been downplayed, to say the least, and I would say ignored in large part by Jewish history, one that aims to celebrate the achievements of Jews in America and of building bridges and downplay the sort of blights in our history. The Jews in the South were just like everybody else in the South. In fact, that's one of the reasons that the Jewish community settled in the South. The South seemed to be accepting of Jews, and the Jewish community thought of themselves as assimilating just like everybody else was assimilating to this American ideal. In fact, it's been one of the struggles that Jews have had. I grew up in Cincinnati, and we frequently would ask, were there any Jewish slave owners? And the answer is yes, there were. This is a fictional account, a fictionalized account of this interaction, but it is not entirely a foreign account of an interaction that could have happened.
I realized that the playwright was neither Jewish nor black, but I wondered what made him want to set this story as it was.
Alex Greenfield, the director, described it as a sort of modern melodrama. He talked about it having this kind of heightened dramatic impact. I think when you deal with the oppression, showing that it affects everybody in a sense, and make your topic of conversation oppression, and that oppressors can be the oppressed and can come from the oppressed, I think that's not a uncommon thing. You know, and to take it into this, explore it in this context, I think is very powerful.